KBBI's Evening News is supported by Homer Real Estate, bringing buyers and sellers together for over 40 years from Nanilchik, Happy Valley, Anchor Point, Homer, and across Catchback Bay. All current area listings are online at homerrealestate.com or by calling 907-235-5294.
For Monday, March 23rd, 2026, I'm Simon Lopez with KBBI's Evening News. First up, Aleutian Airways resumed flying out of Homer this afternoon. The city closed the Homer Airport terminal early this morning due to flooding from a broken water line. The city announced through social media just after 8:30 a.m. that flights from the airline were canceled, but that the Alaska Bus Company, which operates out of the same building, was still in service. The city later announced that Aleutian Airways would resume flights in and out of Homer through the Bald Mountain Air building next to the main terminal. Staff say the city is working to repair the flood damage, but they do not know how long it will take. Aleutian Airways and the Homer Port Director did not immediately respond to a request for comment. And in other news, last year, Alaska lawmakers overcame two vetoes to increase the formula that determines public school funding by $700 per student. That followed years of pleas from families, teachers, and local officials who said the state's public school system was at a breaking point. Schools had closed, classrooms were packed with 30-plus kids, and families were looking for another place to live. But now, school districts around the state are bracing for another year of deep cuts. Alaska Public Media's Eric Stone explains.
The school district in Alaska's fastest-growing region could close three schools, and even that won't fully fill the $22.5 million hole in the Mat-Su Borough School District's budget. Part of it is pretty simple, says Superintendent Randy Traney.
The actual boost to the BSA was about $20.
The BSA is the base student allocation, the number in the funding formula that lawmakers increased. And Traney says the idea that schools have $700 more per kid than they did last year simply isn't correct. In prior years, lawmakers included one-time funding for schools, most recently $680 per student. So for Traney, the BSA bump translated to an extra $20 per student, $700,000 for the whole Mat-Su.
$700,000 in a budget of, you know, more than a quarter of a billion is essentially flat funding, and flat funding is a cut.
Because of inflation. You know, a dollar this year is worth around 98 cents next year. Traney says he's glad the legislature updated the BSA. It made education funding less ad hoc and more predictable. But he says districts like his are still in crisis. And he says it's not just big districts like his either.
It's every school district. All the school districts are facing a revenue problem.
School districts in Kenai and Juneau are reckoning with multi-million dollar shortfalls. Kodiak needs $1 million in cuts to balance its budget. The state's biggest district in Anchorage is cutting hundreds of teachers and closing three schools and projecting tens of millions more in cuts next year. And they all cite the same reason, inadequate funding from the state. Anchorage parent Francis McLaughlin says it has his family contemplating a move to Washington.
My younger daughter, Alice, will have 34 classmates in her fifth grade next year. You need to raise the base student allocation or else you'll force me and every parent like me who can buy a plane ticket and move away. It's as simple as that.
Plenty already have. As of last year, enrollment across the state hit its lowest level since 1998. But Traney says it's more than just declining enrollment or fuel and health insurance driving up unavoidable costs. For his district especially, there's another important factor at play. The Mat-Su has embraced programs championed by the school choice movement, like charter schools and correspondence homeschools. He says the options the district offers are popular. They keep students in the district, and Traney says they've helped improve test scores.
The difficulty is choice costs money, right?
The more individualized a school district's offerings are, the less it can take advantage of a key traditional upside for public schools, economies of scale. Take an example. The Mat-Su offers what it calls district-wide high school courses, primarily career and technical classes, welding, that kind of thing. It gives students options they wouldn't have had at a neighborhood school, but it also costs money to get students from point A to point B.
So now we're spending more resources to support these choices that are wildly popular. And they're good for kids. But choice costs money.
For now, Trainee is asking the Matsu Borough Assembly to make up some of the gap. But for districts outside organized boroughs, that's not an option. Rod Morrison leads the Southeast Island School District. That's 7 schools on Prince of Wales Island and 1 more on the southern tip of Baranoff Island.
I got currently one building principal that serves all my campuses. And so we're not, you know, they say cut the fat. We don't have any fat to cut. We have a hard time making payroll month to month.
This year, just as in years past, Alaskans have spent hours and hours pleading with lawmakers to boost school funding, and they have found support in some corners. But this year, unlike last year, key lawmakers say the state just can't afford to commit to a long-term increase in funding for education, or really funding for anything, without some source of new revenue. The governor, meanwhile, says revenue measures are a non-starter without a package of spending control reforms that stand little chance of passing the legislature. We're only halfway through this year's session, and a lot can change in not a lot of time. The Iran war has already scrambled politics in Juneau. But for now, even supportive lawmakers aren't offering any guarantees that schools will see more money next year, not even $20. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Eric Stone.
And that's it for tonight's news. You are listening to KBBI AM 890 in Homer, 88.1 FM in Seward through translator K201AO and online at kbbi.org. News tips and story ideas can be emailed to news at kbbi.org. Tonight on KBBI at 5 p.m. is Alaska News Nightly, then at 6 p.m. a live broadcast of the Homer City Council meeting. Applications for vendors and sponsors for this year's Concert on the Lawn are available on our website, kbbi.org. Also, we are still accepting submissions for art for this year's Members Mug. You can find the rules and a template at kbbi.org. The deadline for filing your PFD is March 31st. When you file, don't forget to include KBBI with Pick, Click, Give, and donate a portion of your PFD to your favorite radio station. Forms for filling your PFD out are online at pfd.alaska.gov. For Homer tonight, clear skies and a low around 13 degrees, north wind 5 to 10 miles per hour, with sunny skies tomorrow and a high near 30. North wind to around 5 miles per hour for Seward tonight. Mostly clear, a low around 17 degrees with northwest wind to around 10 miles per hour. For tomorrow, isolated snow showers after 4 p.m. with mostly sunny skies and a high near 31 degrees. Northwest wind to around 10 miles per hour. Homer sunrise this morning was at 7:57 a.m. Sunset will be at 8:28 p.m. for 12 hours, 30 minutes of daylight, and a gain of 5 minutes, 23 seconds. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:54 a.m. Seward sunrise was at 7:49 a.m. Sunset is at 8:20 p.m. for 12 hours, 31 minutes of daylight, a gain of 5 minutes, 29 seconds from yesterday. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:45 a.m. Thanks for listening, and good evening.